Welcome to Start What's Next with Shelby, where we explore making small changes that matter, understanding what's important to you, and embracing creativity in shaping your life. My name is Shelby, and I'm here to help by sharing practical tips and inspiring stories. Join us on this journey as we discover how even tiny steps can lead to big transformations, making life better one change at a time. Be sure to subscribe, follow, and tune in every other week to discover the next micro step towards your personal transformation. Let's do this together. Hello, hello, welcome back. So as we're starting into this next phase of the podcast season, as I'm calling it, I decided that I really want to spend some time and break down probably the most talked about issue amongst my clients, my friends, and pretty much anywhere I go, this topic comes up, and that is the concept of busy. So I'm going to be doing several episodes talking about different aspects of busy. We're going to talk about the myth of busy. We're going to talk about the balance. We're going to talk about the impact on relationships. And then I'm going to encourage us to start rethinking what busy actually means. So today I want to start with the myth of busy. In today's fast-paced world, being busy has somewhat become a badge of honor. We fill our schedules to the brim, consistently rushing from one task to the next, often without taking that moment to pause and to reflect. But what if I told you that busyness isn't all that it's cracked up to be? Let's start by first debunking the myth that busy equates to being productive or successful. In reality, busyness can often lead to burnout, to stress, and to a decreased quality of life. As psychologist and author Dr. Brené Brown once said, unused creativity is not benign. It metastasizes. It turns into grief, rage, judgment, sorrow, and shame. So why do we buy into the myth of this concept of busy? Part of it stems from societal expectations and the pressure to always be achieving more. Research conducted by Dr. John Robinson, a professor of sociology at the University of Maryland, found that Americans have increasingly reported feeling busier over the past few decades, despite having more leisure time available. I want us to stop and think about that for a moment. We all have the same 24 hours. Are we making ourselves busy to perhaps make it seem like we're more productive? I really want to take a minute and reflect on how that feels for each of us individually. One thing that I have found is that being busy doesn't necessarily mean being productive. In fact, research has shown that taking breaks and allowing ourselves time to reset and recharge can actually boost our productivity in the long run. As author and productivity expert Tony Schwartz once said, manage your energy and not your time. This is huge in the concepts that I teach in health and wellness. It's not, what are you doing with your time? I will ask, what are you doing with your energy? One way that we can combat this is to prioritize our time and our energy on things that truly matter to us. This means learning to say no to activities and commitments that don't align with our values or our goals, and instead focusing on what brings us joy and fulfillment. How many times are we actually saying yes when the real answer in our soul is no? Another important aspect of this myth is learning to be present in the moment. Instead of constantly worrying about what's next on the to-do list, we can practice mindfulness and gratitude for being in the present moment. Research continually shows that mindfulness practices can reduce stress and improve overall well-being. So I invite us to challenge the notion that busyness equals success. Let's prioritize our well-being and focus on living a life that is meaningful and fulfilling. Remember, and I want you to hear me clearly, please remember, it's okay to slow down, to take those breaks, and to prioritize self-care. Author Ann Dillard once said, "How we spend our days is, of course, how we spend our lives." So I ask you, how are you spending yours? Does it feel good? Does it feel true? And is this really in your knowing? Thank you, have a wonderful day, and I'll catch you next time. Hello, friends. If you want to learn more about today's topic, follow along with my adventure, or explore more fascinating ideas, complete the link below to join my newsletter. Your curiosity and commitment to learning are what make this journey so rewarding. Thank you for growing with me. Until next time.